Our Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. CBS News learns debt ceiling negotiations are set to continue on Capitol Hill tonight. It comes after both President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy say they had a productive late afternoon meeting at the White House. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Sources tell CBS News the White House is now offering to keep spending flat from this year to next. Republicans, they say, want to increase defense spending while cutting everything else by up to 22%.
Let's make this economy stronger. Let's take care of the debt that we acquired because we have a responsibility to pay it. And let's stop doing this by the deadline, worrying whether we're going to make it.
That's Speaker McCarthy after the Oval Office meeting. The Federal Reserve's Well-Being of U.S. Households report finds that higher prices are taking a toll on families. CBS's Sarah Ewald Weiss.
73% of adults reported they were doing okay or living comfortably financially last year. It's among the lowest levels seen since 2016, with fewer adults reporting they have money left over after paying their living expenses.
The share of adults who said they would be able to cover a $400 emergency with cash was 63%, down 5% from the high set in 2021. Three western states reach a deal to protect the drought-stricken Colorado River, agreeing to cut back on their water use. CBS's Ben Tracy.
A wet winter out west is expected to boost reservoirs on the river, but long-term, the federal government is worried they could drop so low that water would no longer flow through massive dams, choking off the water supply to cities including Phoenix and Los Angeles. The Colorado provides drinking water for 40 million people in seven states and is used to irrigate millions of acres of farmland.
CBS's Jim Krasula has the latest on the man accused of murdering four college students in Idaho.
A judge entered not guilty pleas for Brian Kohlberger. The 28-year-old man is charged in the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students in a house not far from campus last November. Kohlberger declined to enter pleas on his own. Prosecutors have 60 days to say whether they will seek the death penalty.
European Union regulators fined Facebook parent company Meta $1.3 billion for violating the privacy of its European users. CBS's Tony DeCoppo.
The EU is claiming that Meta illegally transferred user data from Europe to the U.S., opening up those European users to surveillance from U.S. sources.
The L.A. Dodgers have re-invited a satirical LGBTQ plus group called the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to receive an award at the team's annual Pride Night in June. It comes after the team rescinded the original invitation after some conservatives and Catholics blasted the team for inviting a group they contend mocks Catholicism. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Turn your home into restricted airspace. Tell incoming flights you want them diverted. The new Raid Essentials Light Trap plugs into the wall and uses light to attract, then trap, flying insects like fruit flies and mosquitoes. Its 24/7 continuous attraction provides insecticide-free protection that's people and pet-friendly. Consider air service interrupted. New Raid Essentials Light Trap. Insecticide-free protection.
Did you know you can get someone to shop for you? Stitch Fix really gets me and what I need. Even better, they save me a trip to the mall. It's easy. I share my style, size, and budget, and they do the shopping for me. Stitch Fix sends me things that fit and make me feel like a more stylish version of myself. I keep what works and send back the rest. No subscription required, no commitment, just my style. Stitch Fix. Get started today at stitchfix.com/radio.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudy takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, May 23rd. In Wood County, the Conservation, Education, and Economic Development Committee will meet at 9:15 at the courthouse in the county boardroom. The meeting of the Wood County Board of Supervisors will follow at 9:30. The Jail Construction Ad Hoc Committee will meet at 10 at the courthouse in room 114 or immediately following the Wood County Board meeting. In Portage County, the Finance Committee will meet at 3:30 at the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Planning and Zoning Committee will meet at 5 in Conference Room 5. They will have public hearings on three requests to change zoning on parcels in the towns of Carson, Sharon, and Hull. They will also discuss the proposal to repeal and replace the Portage County Private Sewage System Ordinance. The Village of Whiting will hold their Public Works and Parks Committee meeting at 6. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 50 overnight under partly cloudy skies, south winds around 5 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 81. 52 tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies. Highs around 65 Wednesday under cloudy skies. 67 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 62.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
That's so it goes. That's so it goes. That's so it goes. That's so it goes.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobity boom boom. Scobity dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Would you boycott vacationing somewhere because of the politics of that place? 844-967-2789. Would you pick where you, like, would you not go somewhere? Be like, I'm not going. Let's say Florida.
Ah, what an interesting choice.
Would you not go to Florida because of the politics that are happening there? 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. That is our question to kick off today's show, Monday, May 22nd. A week for Memorial Day.
Hard to believe.
Because I ask... Because over the weekend, the NAACP became the latest civil rights group to advise Americans against visiting Florida. And they are not alone. But this is, they said that, this is the NAACP said that Florida lawmakers are openly hostile towards Black Americans, other people of color, and the LGBTQIA plus community. And this comes just days after the League of United Latin American Citizens, also known as LULAC, issued a travel advisory for Florida after DeSantis signed new immigration laws that would require hospitals to get a patient's immigration info and require employers to ensure workers are documented. So,
and that's already causing some problems.
Oh, yeah. And we can talk about that.
Yeah.
But it just... And I don't want to just say Florida. If you are someone who's conservative, do you not go to New York or California for these reasons? I would say I someday would love to go to Russia. I'm not boycotting Russia. I just don't want to be an American in Russia these days.
Which I think is wise.
Which I think is wise. And so I just thought it would be interesting to get your thoughts on how much do the politics of a place factor into your decisions when you... You're planning a vacation. 844-967-2789.
Stacy from Waukesha joining us. Hey, Stacy, thanks so much for calling. What do you think?
Hi, how you doing? You could not pay me to go to Florida right now.
Really?
You know, my husband and I discuss this often. We travel quite a bit. And yeah, even if we want a free trip, there's no way. They are not getting my travel dollars at all.
And is that the reason? Because I think there's, to a certain extent, there's some people who probably don't feel safe. Like, I would imagine trans people, there's people who are starting to not feel safe in Florida. But for you, it's just because I'm not giving them my money.
Right. Well, that and the people down there drive terribly. I used to live in the suburbs of Chicago, and they drive worse than the people in Chicago. it's not because of old people. It's very frightening.
That's so funny that you say that, though, Stacey, because one of my sisters and my brother-in-law lived in a gated community for about 5 years. They talked about how bad people drove within that gated community on their golf carts.
Well, see, that's another reason not to go to Florida.
That's so funny.
No, seriously, you know, they have the gates that go up and down. She said they have to replace them like 5 times a month because people just crash through them. It was nuts.
Good Lord.
It was just nuts. And she talked, too, about how the roads are awful. There's only, what, 2 main roads in and out of Florida, so the traffic is always nuts. Yeah, I'm with you, Stacey. You couldn't pay me to go to Florida.
No. Nope.
Well, thanks for calling.
Or Texas, but I have no desire to go.
Or Texas. I'm right there with you on that. We've talked about this. One of my closest friends lives in Texas, and I've told her I'm not going until they get rid of permitless concealed carry. I think it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's too scary.
Thank you so much for calling, Stacey. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Would you boycott vacationing somewhere because of the political atmosphere?
And I'm trying to think, it's interesting because I haven't gone to, we flew through Florida when we went to on our honeymoon,
right.
But we actually were supposed to go to Disney World because we were going to have a layover and then the hurricane was coming.
Oh yeah.
No, not the big one, but the one that ended up not being that big of a deal. So we ended up not going, but I'm trying to think now, like, because my brother is toyed with the idea of potentially moving to South Beach as he tries to figure out where he wants to move next. And I'm like, well, if you move there, I feel like I would visit you. But and it kind of like just thought, I just thought this morning, I was like, because right now I have no reason to go to Florida. If I want to go somewhere warm, I would rather go to the Caribbean and one of those, like one of the islands and support them than go to Florida. But that was just because I feel like those are culturally more interesting than Florida. So,
well, and I think, and we've talked about this before as well, with snowbirds having their second homes down there, every day I keep seeing more stories about the rising cost of insurance in Florida, like a 50% increase, which is nuts. And I hate to be the one to point this out, but these weather disasters seem unlikely to lessen.
Yes.
If you live near the water, if you live, South Beach seems like a bad idea.
Well, but it's so interesting because what's hard for me to wrap my head around is that Texas and Florida increasingly have unpopular culture war laws being signed into law by their kind of extreme governors. And yet they're two of the most rapidly, like the places most, like so many people are moving to. The last couple of years, their population keeps like increasing and increasing and increasing. And so, you know, that people in this state will point to people in this state who are arguing that they want to eliminate the income tax will point to that's why people are moving there. And who knows? It could be the warmer weather. It could be income tax. It could be because there's new jobs there. But ultimately, like the combination of climate change and Florida having parts of it, some of the most beautiful parts, being underwater, being more and more susceptible to hurricanes, but also just the heat in general. And are people going to start moving if they really don't feel safe there? I mean, we haven't talked about this on the show before, but Dwayne Wade, former NBA player, married to Gabrielle Union, former Marquette player, they're very open. They have a trans daughter who they're leaving. They're leaving Florida because they can't get on board. And obviously they have the resources that's not a hard sell for them.
Right. Which is not the case for a lot of people.
Yeah. But.
Well, they're in Florida. They have already passed it or are going to pass a bill where trans kids can be taken away from their parents if they treat them. If they get treatment for them. This seems completely opposite to parents' rules, parents' rights. No, we don't like that health care that you're choosing for your child, so we're taking your kid away from you. Screw your parents' rights.
But they think it's child abuse.
Even though every
to them,
major...
it'd be the same thing. It's like parentals, like that's made... To them, I'm sure the argument is as a parent, you don't have the right to abuse your children or starve your children in the different ways that CPS gets involved. This, they see it as child abuse. I mean, that has to be the argument, right? Because otherwise, how do you justify it?
Well, right. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Would you not vacation in Florida or Texas or New York or California because you don't like the political climate?
Or there? Other countries.
Yeah, that's
true. I mean, and it's different. There's a difference between safety and feeling like I am not going to go to parts of Mexico where the cartel is really, really is a stronghold.
Right.
Or, you know, for me, like, I'm not going to Russia anytime soon. Like, there's a difference between not going because of your safety concerns versus not going because you don't want to give them your money. You don't want to give them your tourist dollars. And there's plenty of other places to go. And there really are other, like, plenty of other places to go. But I'm also interested in how many people that are just like, they don't even think about it.
Oh, I think there's a fair amount of people that don't care. They, you know, they do their annual spring break trip to Florida. They do their annual whatever camping trip to the Keys. Sure, there's going to be a ton of people, I think, who aren't going to let that faze them at all.
And it'll be interesting to see, because as we said, if you're just joining us, this question comes from the fact that multiple groups, including the NAACP and LULAC, which is the United Latin America League of United Latin American Citizens, have issued basically travel advisories for Florida and saying that you should not go there.
It's not a friendly place.
It's not a friendly place for, and they're openly hostile towards Black Americans, other people of color, LGBTQ community, which they're proving to be. And so, you know, of course, this is on the heels of, I mean, not the heels, I guess it's right before everyone's expecting Ron DeSantis to announce this week.
Right.
But I guess his office has called these advisories, quote, a stunt.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But it'll be interesting to see if this has any effect, because the fact is tourism brought in more than $101 billion in 2021 for Florida.
And think about the fact that Disney just pulled $1 billion deal off the table.
Yeah, but that wouldn't have done anything for tourism.
But certainly it's going to affect, I mean, that was going to employ a whole bunch of people and you would have had a whole bunch of people move there.
Yeah, it was going to move jobs. It was going to move like 2,000 jobs.
Right.
And so, and I don't think that Galactic Starship $1,200 per two nights thing, I don't know if there's enough there, since that's closing, I don't know if there's enough people to really have that be the ding as far as, but I mean, if they moved Disney World, that would be a
that would be massive.
Because I'm like, if you think about $100 billion in tourism in 2021, which means like we're still like pretty pandemic-y. And so I'm wondering, like in 2019, was it significantly more than that? I don't know. Super interesting. All right. Well, when we come back, we would still love to hear from you. Would you boycott vacationing somewhere because of politics?
And not just Republican states.
Yes, we're not specifically talking about Florida, but just is that a factor when you're deciding where to spend your money on and where to go? 844-96-PARTY. That's 844-967-2789. We'll be back right after the break.
And if I can make it there, I'm going to make it anywhere. It's up to you.
Know one in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced? O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, our professional parts people can help you find the best superstart battery for your vehicle and budget. Don't wait. Get your battery tested for free today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
It's not just about the barrels and construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
I mean, that song kind of makes me want to go.
It's all right. You can, but the palm trees swaying and people in swimsuits on roller skates. And sure, why not?
Welcome back. We are asking you, would you boycott vacationing somewhere because of politics? 844-967-2789. And we're asking that question because a handful of civil rights groups are warning tourists about Florida in the wake of hostile laws. And in case you haven't been keeping count, it's May. It's almost the end of May. And DeSantis has already signed 80 new laws.
80?
80. 80. Not 18. 80 new laws this year alone in 2023.
How has he managed to find the time in between flying on donors' planes to all these various campaign stops all over the country promoting his book?
His book, and obviously, there's actually, I've read this morning, there is, if you're interested, at DeSantis Jet.
Oh, this is great.
Which is Ron DeSantis' jet tracking. So it's tracking his private jet, basically as he's campaigning.
Pretty much.
That is a good point, though. It's like, he's a busy guy. Between how much they actually are pushing through quickly in the state while he's also promoting his book and campaigning and spending all this time in Iowa. You know, productivity, man.
Well, the one thing he didn't do in the midst of all of this was visit the areas of Florida that had been so catastrophically flooded earlier this year. He never went.
He never went?
He never went.
I thought he was getting credit kind of at the as everything was happening, that he actually was acting like a normal person instead of a partisan hack.
Well, that might be true, but I don't believe he ever went and visited those areas in Florida that flooded. And talking about the insurance and property insurance in Florida, insurers are fleeing that state. So when you talk about people moving there because there's no income tax for the savings, isn't that a 40% hike in your property insurance rates? Isn't that going to kind of negate not having income tax? I don't see how that's...
Unless you rent.
How that's a plus. And in Texas, too, and I know that the population in Texas is growing, we'll see what happens to their power grid over the summer.
When it's so hot.
When it's so hot. And even in Arizona, I saw over the weekend, they are warning people about upcoming extreme temperatures. It's only the middle of May. And they're expecting super, super hot weather in Arizona.
I mean, I think this summer is going to be, what is it, super El Nino?
Yeah.
Is coming. And so we may, and actually that's something interesting to get into the next segment as far as WPR put an article out last week as far as kind of investigating could Wisconsin and the Midwest and the Rust Belt be a climate haven, as it sometimes has been called. And I think at least what I got away from that article, or got from that article, is like, yes, but like, yes, it's going to be less bad here, but that doesn't mean there's not going to still be changes and floods and,
oh, sure,
and warmer temperatures here. It's just since we're starting cooler. And maybe also think is like, you know how like the middle of Canada is basically like the bush of Australia? Like no one really lives there.
Right.
Like, is that going to be the migration of areas that are right now way too cold for anyone to actually want to live there year round and not developed and don't have infrastructure? But how much does that change as far as people just moving north, further and further north, as things get hotter and hotter?
Well, and look at Alberta, Canada, which has those massive wildfires going on, which is why we have such hazy skies right now, because of the smoke from those wildfires. And Alberta's pretty far up there.
Have you been?
I have. It's beautiful.
I would imagine
Alberta's
beautiful.
Just beautiful. But tons and tons of forests and tons of trees. And is there going to be any safe place to go?
I don't know. And so anyways, we'll talk more about that in the next segment. But it just, it's amazing to me when you actually take it into, when you look at the complete list of what Ron DeSantis has done, not only in this term and his last term, but even just this spring. Like, maybe this is a controversial thing to say, but like, I think having him, the prospect of having him as president, it's like starting to become more terrifying than another Trump.
I don't disagree with you. I find the prospect of either of them being the president of the United States absolutely terrifying, but DeSantis does seem better organized.
Which actually makes him scarier.
Well, yeah. And with everything that's been going on, and he's been able to pass all this legislation, and maybe this is the way it happens all the time, but it just sounds like someone else is crafting these things for him, and they just bring them to him, and he signs them frequently in the middle of the night.
At least with the 6-week abortion ban.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, as when we come back, we'll list off some of the things that he's gotten done in a short period of time. But I also would love your thoughts on who, as Ron DeSantis preps to announce this week, knowing how much he's gotten done, and granted, he would not necessarily have a supermajority. Like, he's working with a supermajority in Florida.
Right.
So a lot of these things are getting pushed through fast. And certainly we all know that the federal government does not work that fast.
Expeditiously.
Even in the time when Biden had both chambers, when Trump had both chambers, they didn't get 80 bills passed, right? So, like, it still wouldn't be as quick. But, like, there's a part of me that looks at what Ron DeSantis has done in such a short period of time in Florida that's like, this guy seems way scarier. And maybe not way scarier, but like, to me, how effective he's been has been versus, like you said, Trump's chaotic. He changes his mind. He doesn't really have a plan.
Except when it's all about him.
It's all about him. But it's not really this... He kind of just says what is beneficial versus, oh, we're executing a strategy to totally upend people's rights because of the war on woke. So let us know. Who's scarier, Trump or DeSantis? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And we will be right back.
Kicking back and soaking up the rains every day in Florida. Like a Caribbean holiday, every day in Florida.
CBS News Brief. CBS News learns debt ceiling negotiations are expected to continue on Capitol Hill tonight after a meeting between President Biden and Speaker McCarthy, which both call productive. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries adding...
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go. Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break?
Because she may not be having lunch again until September.
Or a single father of two who works three part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table. Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Mid-State Technical College honors 17 students in Wisconsin Rapids who have completed their core courses and met the state of Wisconsin licensing requirements to become paramedics. They are now eligible to participate in the National Registry Exam to practice as a paramedic in the state of Wisconsin. Bears are sighted in increasing numbers as they leave hibernation this spring. The newly woken bears are hungry and looking to find easy food. They usually start with grass, but birdseed and pet foods left out are a tasty treat. The DNR recommends keeping food sources cleaned up and pet food inside for now. The Republican Party of Wood County is hosting a membership drive for young folks. It's at Robinson Park in Wisconsin Rapids today at 5:30. The representative from UWSP Young Republicans will be there, as well as Representative Scott Krug. Refreshments will be available. I'm Melissa Kay, and this is Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 50 overnight under partly cloudy skies, south winds around 5 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 81. 52 tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies. Highs around 65 Wednesday under cloudy skies. 67 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 62.
There was that AI viral.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Of all the different pictures of the super anti-LGBT and right-wing, like Clarence Thomas and Ron DeSantis and Trump, all recreated as drag queens.
It was quite something.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But in looking at what Ron DeSantis has done this year alone, it's like, I also am asking the question for people listening, and maybe you like one of these two already, but for people who are certainly not planning to vote for the Republican, no matter who they are, who is scarier at this point? Because we already know what a Trump presidency could look like, because we had it for 4 years. But also looking at, I mean, basically Ron DeSantis should have his slogan be make America Florida again, of like what he wants to do. So this is a small fraction of
short
what
list.
he's done. The 6-week abortion ban. So in April, he signed a law that bans abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy.
Which he signed in the middle of the night. And now even when he goes to talk to pro-life groups, he doesn't bring it up.
Shut up.
I know. Ha. Huh?
So now they're one of the most restrictive states for reproductive rights in the country. Then banning transition care for minors. So in mid-May, so just a couple week ago, he was finalizing his candidacy for president, but then he also signed a measure outlawing gender transition care for minors and restricting it for adults, the latest action by Republicans this year aimed at LGBTQ communities in Florida. It imposed a penalty of up to 5 years in prison for doctors who violate the ban and requires adults seeking gender transition care to sign a consent form. And one of the bill's most contentious aspects is language that says a court could temporarily remove children from their homes if they receive gender-affirming care.
I just want to stop for 1 second. So adults who are getting treated either hormonally or however to transition have to sign something that says they consent to this care? They're adults. Doesn't that, if they seek it, doesn't that automatically mean they
I'm
are consenting
to this
treatment?
I know.
Or does he just want a record of the people who are
probably
who have transitioned or are transitioning?
Probably.
That sounds more accurate.
He also put his signature on bills punishing businesses that admit minors to adult live performances, such as drag shows, and making it a misdemeanor trespassing offense for people who use bathrooms in public buildings that do not correspond to their sex at birth.
And so are there going to be genital examinations as women go in to use bathrooms? How's that going to work?
I know. Because I think about that when you think about people who have trans men who have transitioned and pass as cis men, right? And I've seen, whether it's TikToks or people who have testified in front of different state legislatures who look like men. And they're like, do you really want me using bathrooms with your wives and daughters? Like, what is this, you know, what does this look like? And so that's on LGBTQ trans issues. On education, he gave his seal of approval in May to a bill prohibiting public school employees from calling students pronouns other than those matching their gender at birth. This expanded the one-year-old state law, which critics have referred to as Don't Say Gay. He also left another conservative imprint on Florida's education system when he signed legislation banning public universities and colleges in the state from spending money on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Oh, sounds like who else? Isn't there someone in Wisconsin trying to do that?
That does sound familiar.
Mm-hmm. Huh. The teaching of identity politics, long a preoccupation of right-wing Republicans, is prohibited at public institutions under the law, which also weakened tenure protections. And in March, he gave conservatives another trophy, creating a universal school voucher program. And so it's an $8,000 per year benefit per student, which would arguably undermine public schools and further enrich wealthy families because it does not have an income eligibility cap.
Oh, great. Great, great, great.
He also banned the AP course for African American Studies. Death penalty. We're not even done yet. In April, Mr. DeSantis signed a bill that will substantially lower the threshold for imposing the death penalty.
Oh, that's right.
It will no longer require a unanimous vote by 12 members of a jury to sentence a person to die. An 8-4 majority would be enough under the new law, which is expected to face legal challenges from criminal justice reform groups.
Well, that's a relief, because no one has ever been unfairly convicted of something and spent decades and decades in prison for a crime it was ultimately determined they did not convict.
Or actually be killed for a crime that they didn't commit. And your favorite, concealed carry.
Yeah, which also I believe he signed kind of in the middle of the night and doesn't really want to talk about that because it's not popular.
The governor signed a law in April that allows Floridians to carry concealed weapons without a permit. As of July 1st, gun owners will no longer be required to pass a safety course and a background check, a shift away from calls for tougher gun laws in the state after mass shootings in 2018 in Parkland and 2016 at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. And obviously there's all the Disney stuff. That feels less of like... I don't know how that's going to play out, but it's still just like, why are you spending your energy on going against one of the biggest companies in the world?
Well,
that employs thousands of people and brings billions of dollars to your state. Like, why is this the hill that you're going to die on, besides just being like thin skinned and not being able to take an L?
And I just find it the pinnacle of irony that the party of small government, the Republicans, now we're going to force you to support their policies. You can't dissent against their policies. They're going to make you, or they will punish you, because that's free. That's free enterprise.
I mean, and that's the thing where I've heard even most people who are true conservatives saying, like, this is not what our policy. This is not how we typically fall on the free markets scale.
Didn't used to be.
As far as like this, even on that one, I think there's a lot of people who are kind of like, what? This is not how this is supposed to work when it comes to letting private companies be private companies.
And can I just remind folks, in Florida, they banned The Diary of Anne Frank. They banned the book, The Diary of Anne Frank. Wrap your head around that.
He also mandated that employers with 25 or more employees use E-Verify, a federal government database used to check Social Security Administration and Department of Homeland Security records to see if a person is authorized to work in the United States. He also banned local governments from issuing ID cards to undocumented immigrants and required hospitals to collect data on health care costs associated with that population. Which is also causing issues now because there's a lot of construction sites that are just empty and there's no one there to work.
Right. And there are even truck drivers who don't want to go into Florida now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be really interesting to see how this plays out over the rest of this year. What's happening down there?
And then finally, Mr. DeSantis signed a law in May to shield from the public from the public records of his travel, including out-of-state political trips. The measure, which Republicans and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement claimed was needed for security reasons, will create a veil of secrecy over who is paying for the travel of Mr. DeSantis and how he is dividing his time as governor and as a presidential candidate. Even Mr. Trump has latched onto that issue, saying in a statement from his campaign in April that Mr. DeSantis, also known as Meatball Ron, was not being transparent about how much taxpayer money he was spending on travel. And that's a short list of what Ron DeSantis has been able to do in 2023.
Well, and isn't it a fair assumption then that should he be elected president, he would enact the same kind of thing, that the public doesn't get to know what I do and what I'm doing with your money, and where I'm going, and on whose private jet I'm flying. None of your business. I'm president.
That would seem, this indicates that he, you know, it's like, it's very dictator-esque. And so that's what I mean. Like, as far as I feel like he's a scarier prospect to me than even Trump is. And he's younger.
Yes. He is considerably younger, although he made an appearance a campaign appearance somewhere. I don't remember where he was over the weekend that was kept showing up on my Twitter feed. And apparently he has all of the personality of a wet piece of dough.
Well, I also heard that people, you know, as he's going to get more and more, because he really won't take interviews. Like, and as he, I think this was either, this was on The Bulwark. So it was either Tim Miller or Charlie Sykes talking about this on one of their latest podcasts of how he's trying to act like a lizard person. It's like, oh, look at me. I am the lizard king. And I am, and everything is so forced as far as he saw this play. He saw the Trump playbook of appealing to a certain base that gets riled up about owning the libs and woke culture and all of this, and is so far doubling down on appealing to them, even though he is not of their ilk, really. I don't know if this is true or not, but it's just like his inauthenticity as far as trying to be this guy and kind of like puppeteering around in a suit that he's this guy, but he's not really. And like, how much will this start to fall apart under the scrutiny and like unending media attention you get when you are running for president?
Yeah, but if you never put yourself in a position where you have to take any unfriendly questions, how often?
But you don't get to do that when you're running for president.
Trump's not going to do any of the debates. They didn't ask me.
But if he wants to get over Trump, he's going to have to.
You would think so, but I don't know.
How else does he get his numbers up and get the amount of attention as to compete with an ex-president and someone as famous as Trump without getting as much media as he can?
That's a good question. But I can't imagine his handlers want him. They're just going to really screen who gets to ask questions then. They're not going to leave him unprepared and unprotected.
Yeah. All right. Well, we didn't even get to the
PFAS.
The PFAS. There's a new bill that for $125 million to address PFAS in Wisconsin, but doesn't really say how that would be spent. And so maybe we'll talk more about that tomorrow instead. But also, it was interesting, as we said in the last segment, of the idea that Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, we could all be climate havens. And so I was interested in exploring that a little bit more, too. But we will save both of those for tomorrow instead, because we're going to end this hour when we come back with some lighter Wisconsin news and headlines. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're...
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And we are rounding out our Monday first hour newsy hour with some fun headlines. A little while back, we interviewed Cassandra Berger, who was the, or is, the Quick Trip girl.
Yes.
And it sounds like she has some competition.
Uh-oh, look out.
Whit Meza, which is a great name, Whit Meza, set a new hot bar Wednesday morning when she parked her Harley Davidson at the pump at the Egg Harbor Road location of Quick Trip in Sturgeon Bay. With a 13-cent fill-up, complete, and receipt secured, Meza completed an epic quest with a Q, with a K, to visit all 503 Quick Trip stores in Wisconsin, plus as many others as she could in neighboring states. A 4,500-mile journey completed in just 11 days. That is a lot of Quick Trips in not a lot of time. Because I feel like when Cassandra did this, she did it over the course of like a year and a half.
It took a while. I mean, they're all over the state.
They're all over the state.
You got to put on some miles and the mileage.
But I guess if you're on a Harley and you're like, that's kind of your shtick, is like, I just ride around on my bike. But it's 503. I mean, how much do you even spend? I guess in her last one at Egg Harbor, she only filled up for 13 cents.
Oh my God.
But yeah, it's I wonder if she'll get a deal with Quick Trip just like Cassandra did.
That would be wise.
But she is a self-professed Quick Trip super fan, and she said her 2022 summary of Quick Trip activity got her thinking about how she could level up in 2023. She found an answer to her other passion in life, endurance motorcycling, long-distance rides, generally involving riding at least 1,000 miles in 24 hours.
Oh, man.
Are you a motorcycle person?
I had a bike.
You did have a bike, so you had a license.
I did.
That doesn't surprise me.
I was terrible.
Oh, you were not a good driver.
I was uneasy rider. I was not a good motorcycle rider. I would have so much anxiety the night that before I knew I was taking it out, I couldn't sleep. Because, don't forget, my father was a mortician.
Yeah.
And there would be dinners when we'd be sitting around the dinner table and he would be talking about someone who was in a terrible motorcycle accident. And Dad would say, oh, was he a mess?
So what made you want to get it in the first place?
Because I had gone out with friends as a passenger and really enjoyed it and thought, well, there's no reason I can't do this myself. Why don't I get my own license?
Okay.
So I took the course and I went through all of it. It was a wonderful course. And I never, thankfully, hurt anybody or hurt myself, but I just never relaxed. And then it's no fun.
Yeah.
If you can't, if you can't relax, all I would think about when I was driving is how many different things could run out and kill me. Or
so how many times did you end up riding before you're like, never mind, this is too stressful?
Well, I took it on some group rides. I probably rode it a dozen times.
Okay.
And then I sold it.
Because I've been the passenger a fair amount. But yeah, I don't know how I would be as the driver. And I'm sure Debbie Bry would thank me for not ever wanting to be the driver.
I'm sure she would.
Even the passenger, I think, makes her nervous. Because that's the thing. I would imagine being a not confident motorcycle driver is as dangerous as being like a super reckless one.
I would agree with you completely.
And there's something of like, if to be a good behind a motorcycle, like you have to be pretty confident and like relaxed.
Yes.
And understand the road, the bike. Because to be super twitchy doesn't really work when you're trying to keep your balance.
And I recognized that in myself and thought, yeah, this isn't good, Jane.
So you're not doing 1,000 miles in 24 hours anytime soon?
Oh, that's just brutal.
Good for her, though.
Yeah, I mean, I give her a lot of credit. She's got to have a really good cushy seat or something.
Yeah, or good cushy...
something.
some biking shorts with the padding in the crotch.
With chaps on.
Oh, well, then also I saw this headline. So the Trade Hotel, so the new hotel that they've been building next to the Fiserv.
Yeah.
So I've said this before on the show, but if you are newer to the show, my father played basketball for the Badgers. My father is 6'8".
He's really tall.
Pushing 6'9". Yeah. And for basketball, being that tall is great. For almost everything else in life, being that tall is hard. Finding clothes is hard. Being on airplanes is hard.
Riding in a car has got to be difficult.
Riding in a car. Like, there's a lot of things. And including staying at hotels where the shower hits your chest.
Oh, gosh.
I'm pretty sure even at our house...
Does
I don't
have
know.
To duck?
And I dated a guy briefly in California who was an NBA player, and he had like custom built his house so everything was taller.
Oh my gosh.
So like the cabinets were taller
and then
the countertops were taller and everything was just a little bit taller, which makes sense in the same way someone who is maybe, you know, a little person who gets a house that is accommodating
sure.
for their height.
Of course.
But since the Trade Hotel is the official Deer District Fiserv Forum Hotel, which I guess is where going forward teams are going to stay when they come to play the Bucks. Everything's taller.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So it opened, the upscale Trade Hotel has opened across the street from Fiserv Forum in the Deer District. It's got a rooftop restaurant, nods to Milwaukee in its design, and higher ceilings and shower heads in fourth floor rooms designed for basketball players and Pete Bry.
And I would imagine longer beds, too.
Probably longer beds.
That's got to be a big issue, too, when you're 6'9" or 7'2".
Yeah. And so
that's really cool.
Very smart.
Yeah.
But it's also smart. You're like, we don't need to do the whole hotel like this, but we'll just have enough rooms for traveling teams to always be comfortable. And I wonder how many other hotels do that.
We will have to do a Google.
We'll have to do a Google to see how many other hotels have accommodations for the extra large and the extra tall. So, all right. Well, coming up in the next hour, this is going to be a fun game. The Washington Post has published a quiz or a game that challenges if you think you can tame the national debt. So when we come back, Jane and I are going to play that. You can play along. And then at the bottom of the hour, State Senator Melissa Agard is going to join us to talk about her grassroots tour, which is her tour. She's about halfway through. It's her tour to push for legalization of marijuana in Wisconsin. So she's going to let us know how the tour's going, what she's hearing from people, and maybe any other drama that's happening at the Capitol.
Drama in our state capital?
No way. Ow. All right. Well, stick around for the top of the hour news. We will be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin. In my blood, 'cause I'm my daddy's kid. You just have to learn how to let me go, just like my mama did.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guide.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.